Thank you for joining Asia's
Carry On Harry Show.
Now shake hands with celebrities for talk show Carry On Harry.
Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.
Hi friends, welcome to yet another episode of Carry On Harry Show with your show host Harry Johal. Today I'm very much pleased and excited to invite my guest from Florida, Miss Emmy Minty, to talk and discuss about her first attempt into the book of non-fiction nature, and she has written a book titled Dare to Do Nothing. We are going to discuss this book. Apart from this book, she has also written a couple of fiction books, which you can discover at emmyminty.com. And right now, it's time for us to connect to Florida with your show host, Harry Johal, on Carry On Harry Show. First of all, welcome to Carry On Harry Show. It's quite interesting, you know, to invite somebody from Florida once again. I've been associated with many of my guests coming from Florida. So you are the most recent guest to be touching the studio in Singapore. So how was your day today?
Oh, my day was great. Thank you for asking.
Fantastic.
You know, it's beautiful here in Florida. Very hot, but nice.
Correct. So, tell us a little bit about your background. When did you start writing? Before we really, you know, dig deep into your writing process and about the books that you have written. So, tell us a little bit about your background.
My background, I'm originally from the Northeast. I'm originally from Massachusetts, and basically a New Yorker, and I started writing, I would say, full novels. Mm-hmm. My first novel that I published was 2013, mm-hmm. So I've been writing for about 10 years.
What really inspired you to jump from, you know, the world of fiction to the world of nonfiction?
Well, what mainly inspired me is the times, I guess, the current state of the world. We had just gone through a really dark period where there was little to, you know, I wanted to make people smile and laugh and, like, get their spirits up. And I felt like nobody had the concentration to listen or read or concentrate on fiction books because the world was the news. And so I felt like something lighter and easier, lighter in general, would be like a better thing to reach people and a better way to make people feel happy.
I understand that. You know, that's what is reflecting through your title, Dare to Do Nothing. You know, people have not been doing anything. And, you know, it's a general tendency for us to, you know, get everything coming to us, you know, without having to put an effort. So when we talk about the title itself, Dare to Do Nothing, so the word nothing, you know, makes us feel a little bit, you know, lighter on our side, that we really don't have to be, you know, pressing hard on our own self to, you know, always run after achievements, always run after things, you know,
right,
which we have been.
That's exactly right, yes.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I felt like the world was getting too serious and we were just too caught up in the rat race and racing around trying to accomplish things when we weren't enjoying life, we weren't having fun, we weren't focusing on our friends, our family, our health, our safety, all those things that we realized how important they were during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of tried to bring people back to times, like even with my personal stories and vignettes, I tried to bring people back to a time when life was a little bit more carefree. Mm-hmm. We weren't so gung-ho on that success, this, you know, winning, etc.
Correct. So was it the title which came to you first, or was it the concept of the book that came to you first and then ultimately you decided that this should be the title? How did the process of connecting the title with the theme of the book went off?
I wrote the book first. Mm-hmm. I knew that the point of the focus of the book, I knew, should be about trying to do as less as possible. I didn't know what I was going to actually call it. I didn't know how I was going to format it, but it all came together. I don't actually write in order.
Mm-hmm.
So my other books, even my fiction, my general fiction, I don't do outlines. I don't do a lot of premeditative thinking about it. I just kind of start writing with an idea, and the idea gets bigger and larger, and the characters change. So I've never been one for putting it all in my head together first.
Correct.
And it was the same with this format.
Correct. Like your previous books were more from the fiction point of view, where you were developing characters, where you were developing the plot, where you were developing the scenes, where you were writing, you know, what this character is going to communicate to the other character. Whereas in this sort of a book, you know, which is more about, you know, feel good factor about the things in life. So what sort of difficulties or what sort of ease did you find in writing, you know, Dare to Do Nothing in comparison to your past work?
I enjoy writing the type of thriller and mystery and romance. I do enjoy writing that in the first couple of stages where my imagination's running wild, and I do enjoy that. But this I had more fun with because I could just be me completely. Because that is really the theme of the book, is quite frankly how I think. You know, like I'll be the first when, you know, when people are running around and just being all anxious and they're worried they're late, they're worried this, they're worried blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, you know, just take a breath, shrug, calm down, you know. And, you know, I'm famous for telling my friends that when they're all worked up about something that really doesn't matter. You know, I say to them, will you care about this in 3 days? And half the time they say, probably not. And I'm like, so take it easy.
Absolutely.
So I actually think like that. So it was easy for me to write about that.
Correct. Let me remind my listeners, you know, that right now we are in talks with Emmy Minty, who has written Dare to Do Nothing, which is a feel-good factor book. And we are trying to dissect author's mind and trying to understand what message she wants to convey through this book. And right now, Emmy has joined us from Florida to talk and discuss about the book. And I'm trying to extract as much information from her point of view so that as a reader, we should know what was the actual thing that the writer wanted to achieve behind writing, the motive behind this book. So, Emmy, as you said that you wanted to project your own personality through your book and not just like, you know, go after a wild imagination, which you have pursued in your previous books. So, while writing this book, since you did not plan anything, so what was the approach that you followed in order to write something which was more connected to your own self, but at the same time, that will touch the hearts of the listeners? What was the approach behind writing this book?
Well, the fact that we were on lockdown, and, you know, generally, I struggle with that because I write outside in the world. I write at coffee shops, bookstores, restaurants, stuff like that. So I was actually limited to, I mean, I technically work from home, but I don't work from home generally. So I was put in a different place too, where I had to kind of think outside the box a little and just make it interesting enough for me to keep going with it, to realize that I could actually make this project into a nonfiction book.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, that's it, basically.
Correct. So, any interesting experience you had, you know, while writing up this book, which you thought earlier was not expecting that, you know, it will turn out to be so good and it will be loved by the readers or the people who have already given you feedback? Anything, you know, which has surprised you and you were not really expecting about the book as a feedback coming to you?
Well, it's only been out less than a week, really, and I just had my first book, so I haven't, many people have not had the chance to read it yet. The people who have given me great feedback, and I'm surprised at some of the people that I thought might just think it was frivolous and silly, but they really like the writing style, and they like the concept, and, you know, even if they wouldn't admit it in their work lives, they told me they enjoyed the book, they laughed, you know, some told me they couldn't put it down, and a couple people read it in a day, so that's all I could ask for, really. And it did surprise me a little. I mean, I thought it was funny, but it's me. I think I'm funny. You know, what can I say? You know, my husband thinks I'm funny, so he thought the book was funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as strangers, people not really knowing me very well, enjoying them telling me they enjoyed it made me feel very good, and I was very happy with that response.
Unless you enjoy your work, definitely the readers are going to love the thing. Because after all, the passionate people, they enjoy the process first. And that's what make other people sometimes, you know, appreciate the depth with which the person has, you know, expressed it, be it in the form of, you know, performing it on screen, or be it in the form of writing in the book, or be it anything, any way you are expressing through your body language or whatever. So unless it's written from that, you know, passion, it definitely touches the heart of the people. And when I said feedback, you know, sometimes we come across, you know, our own publishers or editors, or, you know, people who really matter to us in terms of getting the feedback. So those are the people, you know, who can really be blunt at you, or, you know, give you a critical, you know, aspect of thinking. So that's what I really meant to, you know, get from you, that, you know, while when you maybe like had the first draft finished and you communicated this idea. So something, sometimes, you know, we are not expecting that you will get this kind of a positive, or, you know, a feedback which can really trigger, you know, the author within you to come up with some more, you know, ideas. So that's what I meant really by the feedback.
Well, what this book is very personal. I can't say anyone has probably written a book quite like this, because the format is a little out there. It's first person. It's a very strong voice that, you know, my voice, I'm narrating really strong. It's an opinionated voice. It's not wishy-washy. It's not saying, oh, try this, or if this doesn't work, try that. It's not like that. It's very direct. It's saying, this is what you need to do. You need to calm down, have fun, relax, drink, eat, you know, enjoy your life, basically. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's written in a way you can tell if someone knows me, it's my voice. Mm-hmm. And the voice carries throughout the whole book.
Fantastic. I mean, before this, you mentioned that, you know, you are very like, you know, an outgoing person who likes to more go outside and, you know, write down the books, like in coffee shop maybe, or maybe, you know, some other open-ended place. Do you think you are more of an observative person who drives the inspiration from things around by observing others? How do you really analyze your personality, you know, which ultimately is reflected in your books and your writings?
I think I do grab or accept energy from those around me. I believe, like, it helps with my writing. Mm-hmm. But honestly, the first book I've really written indoors alone by myself with just my husband around. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of fun with it. So, who knows? Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I got no inspiration from the outside world. I can easily now, at least I know, I can write another book sitting at my dining room table, which is actually good to know, because I really didn't know that before. I was always very outgoing. You know, I liked various spots and switching it up, and, you know, just, I don't know, but I guess I can do both. So we'll see. We'll see where I write the next book. We'll see how the world turns.
Correct.
Hello?
I would like you to, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, the maybe like how you have, you know, structured the book itself. Like, what are the chapters like in the book, and what's the journey of the book from the first chapter to the last chapter? Is it a sort of, you know, something in a progression that ultimately we learn towards the end, or is it that each chapter is coming up with some sort of, you know, suggestion or an advice from your perspective?
I would. Well, the first chapter is an introductory chapter, which basically introduces the reader to my philosophy on the concept of doing nothing in daily life.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a short 12-page chapter, basically, about how it's a three-hour section of, like, my day. And of course, I couldn't use current day.
Hmm.
I had to go back in time because my current day was writing this book and in the middle of a pandemic. So I didn't want it to be depressing. I didn't want to really write about what was going on. I wanted to take an excerpt of my old life in New York City, where it's interesting, but I'm still doing nothing. So I take an example of a three-hour increment in time. And then I follow up with a part two, which would be doing nothing at work. So doing nothing at work is imperative, because work is work. And most people don't like working. I mean, the majority of us, 80%.
Hmm.
So you know, so I followed it up with that. So that's how I begin the premise of the book. So, and then I move forward as far as like, okay, so there's a lot of exceptions to the rules of doing nothing. You know, some things don't count, like eating, drinking, having sex, sleeping. These are all enjoyable things. Hmm. So, you know, wrote about those in detail. And then I just found other topics that kind of related and sort of followed through. One of my other chapters is called, you know, where do we stand when it comes to decision making? Like, why are we so worried about making a decision? Why can't we just make a decision? If it's a small thing that's not really a big deal, it should be easy. It should be instantaneous. Yet we fret about these little things. So, and then, you know, I have different ones. I have, like, optimal career choices mm-hmm. that emphasize doing nothing. Things that kids in high school and even earlier should start thinking about for their future. Because who wants a job that's, I mean, I'm very thankful to the doctors and lawyers out there because they, you know, they fulfill a great job, but who really wants to work that hard? So they should start thinking about the future when they're younger and pick jobs that are easier and still pay well. So, okay, so that's another example. I talk about the tragedy of mistaking hobbies for potential jobs. Hmm. A lot of people think their hobby could lend to a career. And for the most part, people are wrong, for the most part. They might enjoy something, but it's not always lucrative. So I touch on that. And then I touch on vacationing, the way to vacation, avoiding trips. Trips are different than vacations. So, and I differentiate between the two. Mm-hmm. Talk about ways to avoid doing things entirely, which is, you know, great, because, you know, especially when it comes to obligatory things we have to do, the importance of appearing busy is also important, because if you appear busy, guess what? Your boss or your owner of your store or whatever thinks you're busy and thinks you're productive when you're really just not doing much, you know, and it's easier. So, I mean, this whole book is a spoof on self-help.
Correct.
It's basically be self-help list, and just don't let anybody know. Just, like, glide by. Because guess what? At the end of the day, you know, we can't take our money or our houses or our boats with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that we've had a good time.
Correct.
Essentially. So, yeah. So the book follows that.
So we can say that it basically detoxes us from, you know, running after materialistic things, detoxify ourselves from the things which bring stress to us, or we think too deep into, you know, what is going to be the pros and cons of the things. You know, if I do this thing, what is going to happen? What is not going to happen? What if this thing happens? I have to do that thing, you know. So it's just taking us out of the rut of, you know, things that we have been pursuing for very long, you know, and ask us to just have a break somewhere and, you know, think about, you know, small things which makes us feel happy, small things that we can relate to, small things that we can identify about our own self. So in a way is, I would say that dare to do nothing is actually what we should be doing, rather than, you know, thinking that it's nothing. Nothing is everything at the moment.
Right. That's correct. Yes.
Okay, fine.
Give yourself a break is the message here.
Fantastic.
Like even if I have a friend, I had lunch, for example, the other day with a friend of mine who was really concerned about the particular aspect that was, she felt was a big deal, was affecting her life. And I said, okay, well, why don't you think about this? Is it going to matter 3 weeks from now? Is it going to matter 3 months from now? Is it a game changer? Because it doesn't sound like a game changer to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, you might be right. You know, it's just, it's not getting so consumed and concerned about life in general. You know, that's the bottom line.
It's a wonderful thought. It's a wonderful thought, you know, on the note with on which you have ended up this book. But what I see from my perspective, that this could be the beginning of, you know, a new sort of an author within yourself, because, you know, this pandemic has taught us a lot of things. And if you can take a break from your, you know, fiction writing and discover a new aspect in your own personality by staying in indoor, like your all other books have been more based on the outer world, external world, your observation about people, situations, circumstances, you know, things you have heard, things you have listened from people. So in a way, in the confinement of your own house, you have listened to your own self, what makes you feel happy about things. And I think from here, another journey is going to start. Maybe a sequel to Dare to Do Nothing, you know, in coming days. Are you already planning some new book on those lines, or are you still waiting for the result to come out, like how this book goes on?
Well, there's two schools of thought there. In my, you know, I would like to do a sequel to this, because I think I'm only just touching on the very basics right here, whereas there's so much. There's so many other ways to goof off that I haven't even explored and made fun of yet, you know. So the idea for a sequel is absolutely in my mind. Mm-hmm. I do want to see how the public receives it, if they are on the same page as I am. But I mean, I'm not going to forget that I also love writing mystery and thriller and that kind of stuff too, because that's also another thing I like to do. I don't see why I can't do both, quite frankly.
Of course. So, we would definitely love to, you know, get your coming books also on our show, you know, in sometime in future, whenever you are ready, you know, with a new book, maybe a sequel to Dare to Do Nothing, or maybe, you know, something which triggers your mind, you know, to write about a thriller, or, you know, some other sort of books that might be coming in the pipeline, which are in your mind, you know. So any final message that you would love to share with the listeners of Carrie and Harry Show before we end today's talks with you?
I'd like to hope that I inspire people to take a step back, look at their life, think about what they are thankful for, and just try to make the most of it, and have a good time, and eat, drink, be merry, and love everybody, and be kind, and be sweet, and I think everything will work out just fine.
Of course.
That's my message.
That's a lovely message, and once again, I would like to thank that you came on the show, you discussed your new book, you discussed the process behind writing of the new book, you try to inspire people, you know, not to be too busy with the you know, the hard things that we normally get into the, you know, in our thinking mind, but rather take it easy and, you know, dare to do nothing, but at the same time, through this nothing, try to create something unique out of our own self, for our own self. So once again, thank you so much for taking out your time, and
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on your show, and all any listeners know that they can get this book very easily on Amazon.
Of course.
Yeah, all you have to do is put my name in, Amy Minty, and that's the easiest way to probably get it globally, I would imagine.
Of course.
And it might be through America and the UK, Amazon.
Of course, we'll be also putting some information on carrionhari.com, so they can have a direct you know, access to the book, and more things about yourself, you know, that that will bring, you know, listeners closer to you. So on that note, finishing my talks with you. Thank you so much.
Are you still there?